Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. That was a palaver. I've just been trying to send a DM to Audio Boo's very own McColgan. And for some reason, the app on the iPhone just kept failing every time it tried to upload. I managed to send one in the end, having re-recorded the same DM about three times over the space of the last 2 days. The original DM, I chose Mac's name from the contacts list in the Audio Boo 2 app and sent the DM from there. And it just wouldn't do it. Every time it uploaded, it failed and started again. I tried everything, all the usual tricks that you come to learn when you use this app, resetting the phone, closing the app, this, that and the other, but it just wouldn't have it at all. So what I ended up doing, after deleting those two DMs, I replied to an old DM that Mac had sent some time ago, actually, and that eventually worked. So for some reason, Audio Boo are trying to silence me. They don't want me to start up a new conversation with Mac. But they've allowed me to continue an old one. Anyway, that aside, I've been trying to make some sort of recording for the last few weeks now. And in the DM that I sent to Mac, one of the things that I did mention is that one of the reasons why I've not been booing as much is because at the minute, I don't really seem to be able to get the words out. I said the same to Adrian as well. I'm fine when I'm off out in the, wait for it, glorious Peak District. I can just describe what I'm seeing or experiencing in that way. And for some reason that seems to flow. But I've been wanting to get involved with the conversations that have been going off on Audio Boo and try and be a little bit more involved with the Booniverse. But for some reason, whenever I come to record a boo, I just can't get the words out. And I can't count how many boos I've deleted in the last few weeks, or this last month, I suppose. When I listen back to them, for some reason, it just seems like it's absolute gibberish. And maybe it's me being a perfectionist or something like that, and not wanting to upload boos where I sound like an absolute imbecile. But I don't know, I just can't seem to get the words out at the minute. And I think the main factor for me is tiredness. If I'd actually published the last few boos that I've recorded, then you would have known that I've been working the night shift for the last week or so. And I think my whole entire being is affected. My moods, everything is affected by the amount that I'm tired. I consider myself quite a happy-go-lucky guy. Always look on the bright side and all that. I've always been that way. Everything will be fine. We'll sort it. No dramas, anything like that. Always happy. Apart from when I'm tired. And it's been more evident over this last 6 months or so. Because I'm pretty down in regards to work, home life's fine. Better than ever, I can't fault that one bit, but there's that one weak link in the chain, and that's work at the minute. It really seems to be dragging me down, because I'll be bluntly honest, I'm unhappy in my job, and the fact that I have to work nights as well is just a real soul destroyer. But then again, it's the rough with the smooth. I work 4 days on, 4 days off, so I do get the 4 days off. And I work alternate days and nights. So the night shifts only come round like once every like 16 days. So it's not too bad. I should really just stop being Mardy. But it's just those night shifts really get me down. And it just seems like when you work nights that your life is on hold. Because I work 12 hours when I'm on days. And I seem to be able to get things done when I'm working days, but when I'm on nights, it just seems like everything stops. Because the main focus while you're on nights, when you're not at work, is getting sleep. Or it is for me anyway, and especially in the summer months, it's really hard to be able to sleep. Simply because of the weather, I mean, it's been quite warm, thankfully. I'm not complaining about that. But it's also made it quite difficult to sleep because of the warmth. Because if I have the windows open in the house, then I can hear all the goings-on of life outside, a.k.a. the kids are off school at the minute, cars going up and down the road. The scrap metal man, which there seems to be a different one coming around every day. I don't know whether it's just because the price of scrap metal's gone up, but there seems to be more scrap metal men nowadays than I don't know. I'd never noticed them before, put it that way. I'm rambling here, aren't I? But yeah, it's the night shift seems to be dragging me down at the minute, and it's a distinct... I notice it, and the family at home notice it as well. They know, oh dear, Dad's tired, stay away. I can go from being the nicest guy in the world to an absolute pain when I'm tired. And my family do cut me some slack. They like steer clear, and we don't... When I've come off nights, we don't arrange to do anything the day afterwards because I'm just no use to anyone until I've readjusted my sleep patterns. When I was younger, I used to work in a paper shop. I used to have the paper round. I used to work on the milk round. And I was always a person that used to enjoy getting up early and could do it quite easily, no problems, without the alarm or anything like that. Get into a nice routine. And when I was 13, I would be getting up at like 4 a.m. pretty much every day. But now I'm working nights. I could always fall asleep. If I had a spare 5 minutes, never mind where I was, I could be in the middle of London. If I had a spare 5 minutes, I know I could fall asleep. It's just constantly changing the sleep pattern backwards and forwards has just left me a person that is just tired all the time. And I know they say in studies that working the night shift takes X amount of years off your life. It's one of the things that people at work always quote. Oh, I don't like working nights. It takes X amount of years off your life, blah, blah, blah. And I used to ignore it. But now, maybe it's because I've become... Or I'm 30 now, that I'm paying attention to these things more. I don't know. I'm rambling on, but I'm getting the thoughts out. And hopefully, when I listen back to this, it won't be absolute gibberish. So you will actually hear this boo for a change. I'm consuming in silence. And I'm up to date with everyone's boos. Just listened to a great boo by Big Rick, The Roman Wall. It's definitely time for a break, and it's time for a break from work. And thankfully, this is my last night shift. And then I've got 20 days off. I think that's what they call living the dream. That's what they call it in these parts, anyway. We're off to Ayrshire in Scotland for a week, and it's going to be amazing. Okay, right. I've got to go back into work now, but I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.